Yay! Hey guys, what's up? It's Date Fails. It's me, Kate. We're back at All Things Comedy. I'm so happy to be in the studio. People always complain when I don't put up a video. I never do video when I'm not here.
People just want to see that pretty face.
They do.
Stop denying.
I've never had someone.
What they want.
No one has ever been like, "Hey, we haven't seen a video from you in a while."
That's not
no
true.
No one has ever.
That isn't true. I get sad when you don't post videos for a while on your Instagram.
Well, this is the first I'm hearing about it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Well, if that makes everybody feel better.
I think they just want to see how sad I look every week when
I come in with
a new loss.
They need stuff for the spank bank. Let's be honest what it is.
You just
there's
came
a bunch
bank.
Of creepy dudes. Yeah. Creepy dudes up on the Date Fails podcast.
I'm sure that's
trying to get
it.
Some of that Kate face.
I don't think anyone is jerking off to the gray background and the quality.
I don't think they know what color the background is.
Yeah. By the way, I'm so sprung on taupe. Like, it's just my thing.
Is this taupe?
I don't know.
What do you mean you're sprung on taupe?
Taupe
I just
a little
felt like
purple-y.
Saying sprung on taupe.
Sprung on taupe is the name of your album.
Yeah, it's my first comedy special.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't say comedy.
A musical.
She's going to do spoken word.
Yeah, it's very folksy.
Very folksy, spoken word.
Don't you think Nicole would make a great folk singer? Like, she has that vibe, that look.
You do. You definitely should play one in a movie.
Okay, perfect.
Or just
Wait,
change
someone
careers.
Told me I should play, they said I have to play a crazy doctor lady.
Like a shrink?
I would make a crazy
Your
psycho.
Range is unlimited. Crazy medical profession and then like dirty hippie. It's the same woman,
singer.
People.
I agree. I think you can do it
the
all.
The only difference is how they blow out my hair and if they brush it or not. Actually, both of them.
That's all you're acting is just wigs.
Just wigs. That's all. I mean, that's what it is for most people in this town.
You're so right.
So many people in this town are like, I'm a character actor. I'm like, no, you wear fucking wigs.
You have weird kooky glasses without lenses in them.
Yeah.
Do your glasses have lenses? Are those real?
Yes, these are very,
those are real.
These are definitely real.
How well can you see without those?
Fine. Okay, but not at night. At night, it's really hard. I have really bad.
How long have you had glasses?
Since I was, in high school.
I always wanted them.
Yeah.
I think they're so cute.
I did not want them because my brother got teased. He had them since he was a kid, and he got teased.
Kids are so cute, though, with glasses.
Oh, I agree.
Cute. Now I couldn't agree more. What's his face? From
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, that kid with his glasses.
Do you know him? I'm friends with him. Do you know him now?
No, I don't know him.
I've only seen him on Instagram, and
he
looks like Stretch Armstrong.
Dude,
is he hot?
So hot now. You want me to hook it up?
Built.
He's single,
Absolutely.
Too.
Dude, I love a guy with astigmatism.
I should
That's
hook
my
you
thing.
Guys up. He's a good guy. I never even thought of it. He's cute. He's hot. He does jujitsu. He's really, really sweet. Ooh, this is a good move. I like this.
I love that one of the things... The pitch points for you setting me up with him was jujitsu.
Well, he could.
100%. This is gonna sell it. Not that he's hot. Not that he was a child actor. Not that he's fun and cool. But he's into the martial arts.
Yeah,
he's a fighter.
He's a fighter and a lover.
A trained,
you know,
fighter.
And he could run you through a workout. I think is what I was thinking.
And I could just run him to suicide.
Oh, stop!
We see his account like 6 months later, and I'm like, he looks like shit.
He starts dating Nicole, stops doing jujitsu. If you turn him into a vegan, I would kill you.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how I've recently been dating a guy who decided to turn into a vegan. And, you know, I dated a porn actor with little hesitation. But then this guy I'm dating turned vegan and he's an otherwise pretty good guy. And I'm like, I cannot fuck a vegan. Like, I literally am about to end it over this vegan thing.
Really?
I can't. Every time we eat out now, we have to eat at a vegan place.
Well, that's, I understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You can't date someone if you don't have similar taste in music. You cannot date someone if you do not have similar taste in food. And you cannot date someone if you do not have similar taste in movies. Or jujitsu.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm
I cut you off. You were going to say that. You were going to say that, Isaac. If you're not at the same belt level,
the worst.
You show up with a purple belt and he's like red and he's like, come on.
That's embarrassing.
My best friend who you know, Seth Shapiro, he not the real estate guy, if you try to follow him on Twitter.
And not the Jewish banker, Seth Shapiro.
He could, well.
I mean, he might as well.
There's got to be one.
Exactly.
There's got to be at least 10.
50.
At the Wells Fargo branch.
Everywhere.
In L.A.
Every
branch. How many? They have a minion of Shapiros. But the thing is, his wife is vegan. And as long as he's known her, she's been vegan. She was vegetarian before, and now she's vegan. And so, and he is what the not vegan. He eats all the meat.
Here's what
he also
say,
used to work at Cheesecake Factory. And you can't work at Cheesecake Factory and be a vegan.
So there was a girl who was a, when I first, when I was there like eons ago, so they may not have this policy anymore. This woman was a vegetarian or whatever. And they go, and she goes, well, I'm not going to be able to eat this. So, you know, because they have a policy like, hey, how is this thing? And you go, oh, it's amazing. You're going to love it. Uh-huh. And she goes, well, I'm a vegetarian, so I'll never be able to eat this. Like, you can't tell your tables that.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't
like that. They had to be like, you had to be like, it's great.
Well, here's the thing. One, if you're a vegan, I can date a vegan if that vegan doesn't mind eating at real restaurants that don't only serve vegan cuisine. Like,
For sure. Yeah, she's like, she'll eat at all the restaurants with us.
Yeah, this guy now, we only would go to vegan spots.
Well, that's
maybe that's because he's a new vegan and he doesn't have his rhythm yet. Because like with like Ian Edwards, Ian's
the
a
vegan.
The vegan rhythm. It's so real because Ian now, Ian prefers obviously to go to vegan restaurants.
Yeah.
But like anytime I hang out with him, I'll be like, hey, can we go here? And he's like, yeah, I can find something there. You know, it's just a matter of like, you just have
trusting
to know
that they're right, that their kitchen is just not made of bones.
I think the vegan restaurant should have kind of an option. Like, you know how they say like the rose lady at a lot of restaurants, if you wink at her, she sells cocaine out of the back alley.
Like, I do a character about a guy who's on a date. Like, like the two people are on a date and the character is his. I just call him Roses por la Lady. and so like I was trying to write this sketch for it where like the guy and then it's just me coming up as like sort of like a gypsy woman, I guess, and being like Roses por la Lady, and they're like no, and they're trying to break up.
Uh-huh.
And then so he just keeps offering different things that might help in the breakup.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
And then he has a bag and you don't realize it, and it's like kind of off camera, and he just keeps pulling different things in.
And
he just pulls out a gun.
Yeah.
He's like, just kill yourself. Yeah. It's over. No, well, they say that the rose ladies sell cocaine. They say if you give them the right signal.
What are you, a cop?
This?
No, I've heard this.
Yeah, where are you hearing
this? I've heard
this
from lots of people.
What blog is saying
lots of people.
This?
Well, the kids over at Fairfax High. Let me just say.
All I'm saying is there should be someone in vegan restaurants who comes by, and if you give them the right like hand signal, they like sneak you some chicken. Like, they add some meat to your dish.
Guys, in the comment section, let's figure this out.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably a Reddit thread for this for sure.
Well,
all
there
I know
to go super deep on this.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I know this musician named Moby, who is a vegan.
Named Moby. Well, I know this musician.
I wish you had
Moby.
I wish you had given a last name so we might have thought it was somebody else. I know musician Moby Carlson.
I didn't want to just say Moby. Like, people just I don't want to assume everyone knows who Moby is.
Assume everyone knows
who
Moby is.
That is something
that
I would. That is the only one that they know in that category.
That's it. In that category, there's him, and then there's him. He's both slots in the category.
There's Fatboy Slim, and he's a distant second.
I feel like Fatboy Slim is probably Moby's alter ego.
It's still Moby.
It's still Moby.
His last name is Fatboy Slim.
That's right.
It's not like Mew Mew does Prada, but it's two different lines.
Yeah.
Moby Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
It's the diffusion line.
But so look, Moby has a vegan restaurant. It's supposed to be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Little Pine.
Little Pine. Yeah.
I've never been.
I hear their croissants on the weekend they have for the brunch are phenomenal.
But
I'm a croissant girl. I'll go the distance for
a good
croissant.
So vegan croissants. But here's what I'm saying. So Moby told me that when he opened
You guys are on a first name only basis?
Moby Carlson.
Does he have a last name?
Yeah, Carlson / Fatboy Slim. Carlson's his middle name. For those of you who don't know him. I'm very close with Moby Carlson.
Moby told me that when he opened his restaurant, he hired only chefs who eat meat because he wanted the food to taste good. So I'm like, so wait, so you're a vegan, but you're admitting that food with meat tastes better.
First of all, let me just say one thing. I know the singer Madonna, not the Virgin.
Wait, which one?
Like a Virgin, similar to... But
yeah, actually,
not.
Her name is Modena.
This is
Modena.
Embarrassing.
Hold on.
This is taking a bad turn.
I know Michael Jordan Horowitz, who also works with the 10 Test Shapiros.
He actually owns a really big bar bat mitzvah production company. He'll send you dancers.
It's always Bulls themed.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
All right.
But no, let me say this. So there's a restaurant. My favorite restaurant in the world is called Next, and it's in Chicago, and it's this chef named Grant Achatz did this thing where he changes the menu four times a year, three times a year. And so he'll do a menu and they'll pick something like the Bocuse d'Or, which is the competition in France. And then they will do all of the dishes. So it'll be like 20 courses. Or they'll like pick a specific, the best, like they'll do like Japan, Kyoto. They have a kaiseki style banquet, which is like a traditional way to eat in Kyoto. So they redid that. And that was the menu, right?
Oh, amazing.
So they did a vegan menu once. I think once. I've only had it there.
And then they went out of business.
Well, it was the most unhealthy. They said, yes. And they didn't do, they only did one round where something was a meat flavored thing. Mm. Everything else was just trying to find its way around. Mm. And they said it was the by far the most unhealthy meal they have ever constructed.
Being a
there.
Vegan isn't that healthy. Yeah, you're eating a ton of nuts, so you're getting a lot of fat.
Well, and a lot of the food, to make it taste better, they add extra fat, extra salt, it's
sugar.
A lot of carbs.
My brother worked at a vegan bakery.
Yeah,
you know,
so much sugar.
It was just like you know when they make like gingerbread houses or something, if it's not candy, literally it's just like sugar in the shape of something. Uh-huh. That was like everything at the bakery.
Yeah.
It's crazy. People think it's being healthy. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm going to be a vegan.
Well, it's healthier for the animals.
Not that you can't be a vegan, because you can do it and do it healthily if you know how, but you can't just, it's like when people just say, I'm going to go gluten-free and they just think that's healthier.
Well, it's also that everybody's an expert.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest
thing. How I turn this into like a vendetta against vegans.
Yeah, no.
Just because I'm mad
by
at the
way,
guy.
Just know that your dates are failing if you're a vegan or you're gluten-free. That is essentially.
Yeah, that is it.
Let's bring it back to the name.
Yeah, speaking of date fails, let's go into this. Enough about this vegan shit. First of all, I do have to say one thing before we move on, that I'm a fuck up. And I read an ad.
You didn't even need to start.
I know. People know this.
You know.
But
you know who knows it? Moby.
The singer.
Moby Carlton, Fatboy Slim. If you're just joining us, it's Moby Carlton, Fatboy Slim.
I read an ad last week for Casper Mattresses, and they were upset because I left out an important detail that I need to put in to this podcast today, which is if you would like a Casper mattress, you need to go to casper.com/datefails and use my discount code date fails.
Wait, will Casper just give me a mattress since I'm a guest on the podcast?
It's possible I could work out a deal for you. I love my Casper mattress.
I'm telling
really
you,
do.
I'm
it's
literally
firm.
In the market for a new mattress.
Are you really?
Two people
I
in the market
swear
for a new
to
mattress?
You.
You should actually try this because I'm not saying this because they advertise on my show. It's cool because you order it online.
Yeah.
It comes to you for free. You can try it for, I think it's 100 nights and then send it back for free if you don't like it.
Wow.
So there's basically like there's no risk to it.
It's like an Airbnb that comes to you.
It really is.
Oh, it's like dope. Turo. Turo's this like it's Airbnb for cars. You can rent a car now.
I've heard
like
of that.
Airbnb.
Like,
that.
Yeah, like Zipcar, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like it. No, it's so it's like just a normal person doing it. It's not a corporation.
Oh, got
That's
it.
That's what
oh,
I do. You can Turo your
yeah.
car.
That's my
that
new thing.
Yeah.
I do that now if I want to hook up with a guy and we can't afford a hotel room. I just get one of those Airbnb cars and we do it in the car.
I have a joke that I'm working on.
It really is.
I actually have a joke that I'm working on right now about how my apartment, speaking of like date fails, back to the name of the podcast, that I was saying like it's so hard to park in my neighborhood that whenever I just want to take a girl back to my place, I'm like, let's just do it in your car. That I'm like my dating now is a drive-by. Yeah. Because like there's you have to have permits now where I live and they keep changing them. So it's like if you're not there by a certain time, you're screwed.
I remember one time when I was over at your place, there was like a, you guys can't get a permit for your place?
Well, what? We can. I now have a spot in the back.
Yeah.
So it just shows how long you've
been. Oh, the street
parking. Please come over. And
difficult.
If I haven't invited you recently, please.
Yeah. I think the last time I was over was right when Jeff was moving out.
I thought you were going to say right when Obama started his first term. But
it's been a long time.
It's been a really long time.
I mean, I think I have to admit, I hate having sex in my apartment because I don't like my apartment. So anytime I start,
nothing makes my pussy drier up than a dry up faster than a bad apartment.
I don't want to have sex in my apartment. I don't. The bed moves a lot, and the place is hot, and I just don't like it.
Just so you guys know, Kate sport fucks.
I do.
She's like, the bed moves a lot. It's just, I don't have enough room. Okay,
it's true.
I sweat a lot because I'm sport fucking.
Yes, it's true. I treat it like a workout. Yeah. So here's the thing.
that's the theme
Kate's
of your
got
bedroom.
Her Fitbit on, and she's like, I need more steps.
I do actually.
actually.
Like, you know how they usually hold you? You're holding them, and she just fucking, she's on a Stairmaster.
If we don't get to 10,000 calories burn, I'm like, keep fucking!
You fuck on a bow, on a Bowflex.
That would be amazing.
You're one of the exercises.
She's got that heart rate monitor around her chest that marathon runners use. She's like, where am I at?
You're wrapped in trash bags like Martin Lawrence when he passed out on Sunset.
Is that weird that I wear ankle weights and wrist weights?
Yeah. No. I don't think so.
And then the guy tries to push my legs over my head. I'm like, don't do that. Let me do it myself. Yeah, I want the extra burn. Like,
I need the push.
Yeah. No, but like, so when I go out with a guy now, I either have to get to his place first to make sure it's an okay place to hook up in, or I make him get hotel rooms every time.
Wow.
Every time. Wow. That's my new thing.
Like, I can't get a guy to take me to dinner, and you're like, I'm going to need you to get a hotel room.
No, yeah. But if the guy, if I know the guy has money, I wouldn't do this to like
a guy. I wouldn't just fuck a poor guy.
No, I would fuck a poor guy in his house, in his apartment.
Can I see your bank statements before I ask for this hotel room?
I would
just so I can see what star we get.
You know what my favorite contraception is? Your bank statement.
Listen, no.
My favorite contraception is my apartment, is what she meant.
You know that I fuck poor guys. We all know that I fuck poor guys.
That should be the name of this podcast.
I fuck poor guys.
It should be We Fuck Poor Guys, and I'm always on it, even though you're the host of it.
We all have fucked poor guys here, God knows. But like,
not me.
You, well,
I mean, you've been the guy in the equation.
Yeah, I would say I've been that half of the equation.
I'm just saying I'd rather fuck a poor guy in his apartment than fuck a rich guy in my apartment.
I would rather fuck a poor guy at...
Oh, that is some math.
It's true.
But like having fucking a poor guy at your apartment's great because he thinks you're a goddamn fucking sugar mama queen.
I guess. I just need to get a new bed. Maybe Casper could send me a new bed to go with my mattress.
Wait.
That's what this is about.
Oh, you need a new physical bed.
My
like
bed moves so
your bed
much.
Frame.
Oh, let me just say that part of that is...
It bangs on the wall. It's so loud.
You need a new frame.
Yeah, or a new technique.
No, the
maybe
technique
you
is good.
Like lateral movement.
Technique is good
instead of like thrusting back and forth.
Or get like a bench press bar, like or a pad where you can lay back and do this.
Well, for a while I had a pool noodle because my bed is like iron, so I have one of those like
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, where is this from?
No, it's like one of those like antique looking like it's like it looks like a 12-year-old girl's bed. Like it's like white and it has
maybe
the little,
that's
like,
what it is.
Kate comes in. 12-year-old, the breaker of chains.
Yeah. 12-year-old girls' beds are not meant to be fucked on.
No,
you're like, I got this from Dubai, though. Well, the brand is Child's Bride. This is crazy. Why do you get that bed?
I put pool noodles behind it so that when we have sex, it doesn't ghetto shit ever.
You have bumpers.
Like, I do.
Bumper
party.
Bowling. Yeah, bumper bowling. What is
really
that? So she goes, so you always get a strike.
I really do.
In the pussy. All right, why would we start with the dialogue there? Let's get around there.
But, all right, I want to talk about what's going on in your guys. My love life for my listeners. Last week, I said I ended it with this guy that I've been seeing, which I really pretty much did for the most part. Although, you know,
Kate was talking to me about it. She's like, I feel like I might have fucked it up. I was like, no, you didn't.
I fucked it up.
No, you didn't.
I fucked
it
up.
It was never working.
Let me tell him because he's an actor.
It was never
and
working.
See what he thinks.
It was never working.
Well, I fucked it up a little. You don't think... Okay.
No, Kate, you just fucking threw gasoline on the fire that was already burning and was going to burn out inevitably.
You're probably right.
And you just accelerated the inevitable.
The guy I've been seeing, we aren't exclusive.
Okay.
But have you ever been dating someone where it's not exclusive, but it's almost like you're in a relationship because you talk so much.
100%.
You know, it's like good night every night. It's like texting every day. You're seeing each other a couple times, a few times a week, whatever. So before you know it, it's like, there's no label, but there's some level of like, you know,
of intimacy.
Regularity that starts to happen.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then this guy, he's an actor and he booked a movie and he was only shooting the movie for like, I don't know, 6 days or something, not that long. But basically, I hear from this guy every day, every night, every day, every night. Then he gets this movie and he kind of goes like MIA.
Right.
And then when I asked him about it, he was like, well, this is how I am when I'm working. When I'm like in it, I'm in this zone. I don't like to have a lot of outside conversation, which I get when you're like on set, when you're shooting.
Is it Daniel Day-Lewis?
It's Daniel. That's what I said. I go, if this was Daniel Day-Lewis, I would understand, actually.
He's a method actor. It's like a Hallmark movie.
I mean,
about the day the bear saved Christmas.
You know what? To be fair to him,
he's
it's
the
like,
bear.
It's like a, it was like a huge.
Bears don't have phones.
They don't even, if they did, they wouldn't even know that.
The bag
phone.
The
keys aren't big enough.
Right? No, to be fair to him,
bitter,
it's a big movie. It's a big opportunity for him.
Yeah.
And so, like, I understand, but my thing is, I'm like, no matter what I'm doing, no matter how in the zone I am on a gig, at the end of the night, when I'm done or I'm in my trailer, whatever, I'm not working, my brain isn't like, I can't think of anyone or anything outside of this. So I kind of called him out on
this
it.
This is why he's a movie star, okay? No, you called him out on it. What happened?
I called him out on it, and basically, he was pissed that I called him out on it because he was like, you should be nothing but supportive right now. This is like 1 week we're talking about. Like, even if you don't hear from me, who gives a fuck? And I was like, okay, but I'm still a girl. And at the end of the day, you went from everyday attention to suddenly nothing.
Yeah, that part for me is the... I think it just says, that's just annoying to me. It's like, don't have nothing going on, and I'm your main focus.
That's it.
And then all of a sudden you have something 100%. Going on, and you can't even shoot off a fucking text.
That's how it made me feel.
I'm sorry, everybody takes a shit with their phone.
Totally.
Shoot off a fucking shit text.
That's how it made me feel, like, oh, now you suddenly got this movie, so like I'm not that important. Or even worse, that in your head you're like, oh, I got this shit now, fuck her. Like, that's kind of
how it's 2017 and so the thing is, when somebody doesn't respond to a text or whatever, there's no excuse. Like, there was a thing that happened to me where I was trying to work with this guy and then he wouldn't respond, and I was just like, all you had to do is be like, can't, or whatever. You can literally, one word.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense. Like, nobody's doing, unless you're in the army. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or true.
Like, everybody has their phone with them all the time. And it's not like he left it at home and then went, like, on location for 6 days.
No, like, he said, there's no reception on set. We're not allowed to bring phones on set. But I'm still like, okay, but there's some reception at some point when you're replying back, being like, fuck off, I'm in the middle of a movie.
You're
so...
It's not like you're shooting Walking Dead and you have to go off the fucking grid.
Yeah.
Like, you're shooting a movie.
Right.
You go home at the end of the night. You're not in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Well, so this all happened. But the reason I said it was a little bit my fault is because in hindsight, I'm like, it was 6 days. Could I have waited and chilled and kind of had this conversation when it was over versus like getting upset and giving him shit while he's trying to shoot this movie? Because that's what ended up happening, is we end up kind of like arguing about it while he's making the movie, which just made it worse. And then when I got back, he suddenly is like, look, I mean, you thought this was way more than it is. I thought it was like super casual. And I'm like, to be fair, you're texting me every fucking night, good night, telling me what you're doing. Guys don't tell girls what they're doing.
No.
When it's super casual.
When it's super casual. They're not like, hey, I'm doing this tonight. I'm doing this. Like, so anyway, we got into it. But what I think is funny and where the date fail comes in is, I am such a crazy fucking psycho, because over the course of 12 hours, like, we decided it was done, and then I said, okay, and then he kept texting me, and then I was like, well, maybe we can just keep fucking, and then I was like, maybe we should just be friends, no, lose my number. I mean, I changed my whole mind, like, 17 times in the course of, like, 12 hours.
And I'm like, is that a ring on your finger?
This is just a ring.
Oh, I thought it was his. I'm like, and now we're engaged.
He's like, will you be my tribal bride?
I'm a psycho, is what I'm saying. I can't.
That's made
stick
of his bone.
Boner.
But that's this is the problem, though.
She just has his dick wrapped around her finger.
I don't want to give up the sex, but I can't just keep fucking him, or it'll never.
Hey, what do you mean you don't want to give up the sex? Like, there's other sex out there.
I know, but you know when you have that really hot, dirty, like it's hard to find like really hot, dirty sex with someone you have like great chemistry with.
Yeah.
How often do you find that?
It's literally, I've never found it.
What?
I've never found it. That's
You've never had hot, dirty sex.
Yeah, and then it ends, and then that's it. It's over. I'm not like trying to have a relationship with the dude. You're like trying to have a relationship. You're trying to make a hoe a housewife.
You know what you're trying to do? Is you're trying to like have the porn happen and then see what crazy adventures you go on at Home Depot.
Yeah. Except this is the thing. This guy, we hung out for like 3 months before we had sex. So it wasn't like my usual
thing. Did you have your period for 3 months? How did you not have sex?
Because I was really fighting hooking up with him. I told you about this. Because he's in the industry and I'm really trying to avoid dating guys in this business. So when we met, I was kind of into him. But I was like, I'm not going to fuck this guy. We're going to be friends. And we really stuck to it.
I'm going to make him respect me.
What?
No, I'm thinking about all of our conversations right now.
Yes, now you know. So with him, I was like, we both had this thing where it was like, we shouldn't do it, but we like each other, so let's kick it. And then we were both kind of, we went back and forth. Like, there would be nights I'd be like, let's just fuck, who cares? And he'd be like, no, I don't think we should. Then there'd be nights he would want to, and I'd be like, it's a bad idea. So we put it off for 3 months, which we actually started to like each other. So now it's more complicated than just someone you're fucking.
Do you think you could hang out with him without fucking him?
Nope.
Wow, you're dickmatized.
I am a sex addict.
That is your name of your album.
I'm a sex addict.
Yeah, still you're focusing on that comment.
Dignitized.
You're dignitized.
I'm a sex addict. Can you just go from, let's say it was you.
Yes.
Let's say this is about you.
Okay.
What if it was? How weird would that be?
That would be crazy. I'd be
so
like,
so weird. I'd be like, why have you been saying the different wrong names?
You look over at me and I'm just like, So what? You can't hang out with this person without fucking?
I guess.
Pull your dick out. Take your dick out right now. What if it was me and you?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you and any girl. And then, you know, you like her a lot, but you realize she's going to be a little more work than you want because you are focused on your career and you don't want a relationship, whatever your reason is. Then could you just keep kicking it with her and not fuck her if you guys have like amazing sex and chemistry?
I think that would be on my mind. I think that would be, it would be hard.
It'd be really hard,
It would be. I think.
It would be really hard.
It would be hard.
Yeah, it's hard right now.
I know.
We're all Philip Seymour Hoffman from Happiness right now.
I feel like the whole room just got horny, by the way. Like, everyone got horny together.
You beat it. You have everything around you, reach for a wall that's soft as shit.
But that's what he used to do.
Yeah, I know. He'd take his cum in his hand and go.
Stick things, but he'd stick pictures on a wall with his cum. God, that was a good move.
Yeah, good movie. So true.
Never knew cum could be spackle, but there you have it.
So wait a minute. You're telling me, Nicole, that you could be having amazingly hot sex with a guy, but then, you know, you realize there's no future for it.
Done.
And you just stop?
Yep, done. I mean, I could do it for a little bit longer, but not. I would never even be having a conversation about it. Because I was having good sex with a guy for like a year and a half, and I realized there was nothing there at all. So I would just, after we'd have sex, sometimes I would just be on my phone, like Tindering or Bumbling or whatever. And one time he caught me and he's like, are you doing that with me right in the bed? And I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, is this going somewhere? And he's like, well, I don't know. He's like, I'm like, I didn't think this was going anywhere. He's like, why would you think that? I'm like, okay, well then tell me otherwise. Is this going somewhere? And he was like,
Yeah.
And I'm like, exactly. Let's just keep this fucking casual then. Like, let's just call this what it is. And once I accepted that reality, he had a hard time with it.
That's exactly what happened yesterday, because I told this guy, I finally, after our talk.
But you were calling his bluff. You were trying to manipulate him with sex.
No. Before that. I didn't talk about that yet. But what happened yesterday is, so we met up. We had a long talk. He basically said, I think you want more than me. We got to quit.
I feel like we're doing a talk back show, by the way, for your sex life. Like, so they, you know what I mean? Like how they do like the Walking Dead and the Talking Dead. And you just jumped ahead to another episode. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, shit. Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit.
She manipulates him
with her pussy.
No, I just, we had this coffee and he told me it's done. You know, he said, I think we should stop. Right. And I actually, he was annoying me so bad yesterday. He was being so just like douchey and cold about it. And so like, whatever. I was like, cool. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
So we got up and I kind of gave him like a half-ass hug and then I walked away.
Hug, ass out.
And I knew I looked really cute because I came from a meeting. So I had on like a backless dress with like a short skirt.
You look
great right
now.
Real quick. That's how you go to meetings? Backless dress and short skirt?
It was a meeting for...
It was a second interview for a busser position. At TGI Fridays.
Olive Garden. Let's get it
straight. Because when you're there, you're family.
Oh, God, Red Lobster.
You know, I'm family.
That is insane.
What?
It was for a hot girl job. It was for like a hot girl hosting gig. So I had to look
up. I've never had one of those.
Okay.
Me neither.
So anyway.
With your lips, though, man.
I know.
Your lips are amazing.
My ass lips.
I haven't seen those.
For True Blood, I was the standby for the lips. Like, I didn't get it. Is what this is about.
You mean the ass lips?
Yeah.
No, I was doing this. Sorry,
that was my impression of my ass.
Your asshole is so pretty.
It's just that's like a hemorrhoid flap just out.
Guys,
welcome back to Date Fails.
The Fisher.
We're talking about assholes and hemorrhoids
and anal fissures.
No. So then I walked.
Love fishes,
then
they're so delicious.
That's our other sponsor.
I walked away. And then as soon as I started walking away, he was like, wait, this is a weird way to end it. And I was like, bye.
It's always a weird way to end it.
Right. And then
ending
I left.
Ending it's always weird, period.
But then he ended up texting always. Me like kind of the rest of the day, like kind of backpedaling, you know.
He's like, I'm not on set right now. I've got so much time.
I didn't book anything.
I haven't booked anything. Yeah. What is up?
Yeah. But then I did something really kind of great, but stupid. But I told Nicole about this, which is like, so we're arguing and we're texting back and forth and we're still going through it. And then finally I said, I have an idea.
Oh, it's a terrible idea.
I said, can we just put this talk on hold? Just pause. And I just come over and we fuck.
You know what I thought you were going to say? Can we just put this talk on hold for 6 days?
While I'm on set.
While I'm on set.
And by set, I mean in my apartment.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
It's a heat wave.
Fixing this bed.
Having sex in my little
girl
bed.
I just got some new pool noodles. I get these. Costco had them on special.
I was pool noodles, not the sponsor for this. Oh, my God.
It's such a, by the way, though, it works really well if you need to bumper your bed. But
life hack.
I just
life
said.
Life hack.
I said, can we?
It just—it's a YouTube video of you fucking, but like you can't tell, and it just
you're
cuts
like,
to the
are
pool
you ever
noodle.
Fucking, and it's just banging a hole in your wall. Do you have a really loud, annoying bed?
Do you guys?
Get a new bed. Get foam. Get a foam dick.
I buy them at the 99-cent store. You can get like five.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should upgrade to Quigley's, Costco noodles.
Kate Quigley's. Foam dicks.
Oh shit, Kate, that's your new merch.
I actually wanted to do a YouTube show about turning 99-cent store items into sex toy.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, that's a great life
right?
hack.
Right, right.
Trademark.
So the point is,
By the way, really quickly, I'm losing you guys in my
you
headphones.
Are?
Is this,
you are?
Is anyone else losing me?
No, I can hear you fine.
Okay, now you guys are back.
Oh, okay. The point is,
thank God, I just got scared.
What do you think? I think this is a great tactic that you could use, but I'm such a sex addict. Like, here's the problem. When I get angry at someone, it makes me want to fuck them more because I love angry.
I hate sex.
So the more I get mad at you or upset about the situation, the more I just want to fuck you. So what happens is in the middle of the fight.
Guys are just going to try pissing you off all the time now.
I know.
Yeah.
In the middle of the fight, I just said, can we pause this conversation and have sex? And then pick it back up tomorrow.
Were you guys fighting over text or the phone?
Text.
How do you fight over text?
Wow.
This guy won't talk on the phone.
What does he have? Bad reception?
All right.
What does he have? Yeah, what does he have? A sidekick?
Yeah.
No, he has a thing about talking on the phone. He'll only talk. That's the other thing. He'll only talk in person. That's what I told him. The first day we had this argument on his
movie.
What is he?
The guy from Goodfellas?
I know.
Paulie didn't like anyone hearing when he had conversations, so we had a guy deliver all of his messages. Like, what?
He'll send me voice notes and videos, but he won't talk on the phone. So the first day we're having this whole like argument thing when he's on his movie, I said to him, call me for 5 minutes so we can talk about this, and if you really need me to leave you alone for a few days, I will, but like just call me. And he won't talk on the phone.
That's insane.
He doesn't do phone calls. He's like, I don't even call my mom. I'm like, so you're telling me you're a shitty
son? And he's
son.
Old How enough is that? That phone calls are his bracket.
Thank you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's 47.
Oh, Kate. His dick works?
I know, it's weird. He has a good dick.
There was a
There's
a lot of pause there. You're like 47, you're like, does his dick work? And then you're like, yeah.
I know. Well,
she's so dickmatized. She was like, tick.
I was so surprised his dick works. And he can fuck for a while.
Yeah, he's on pills.
No.
No?
I'm telling you.
Positive. Do you test him?
She knows pill's dick.
I know pill dick. This ain't it. Let's talk about your love lives. Enough about mine. What's going on with you two? I mean, last time Nicole was on the show, she hadn't had sex for a year.
Well, I'm still almost there. I've had sex twice in 2 years. Because I went from having rampant sex to having, like, no sex.
Why?
Because it's like, you know, I kind of have a joke about it in my stand-up, but it's just like, sex is very costly.
Don't tell it here. Come see her at the Improv.
See me at the Improv tonight. Comedy Living Room in the Lab
at
8 p.m.
Are you at the Improv tonight?
Well, are you?
This airs tomorrow.
By the way, I'm gonna say this on the air. We did a show last week together. I'm telling you, those jokes, you're... Crush, so funny.
Okay,
where was the show?
At the Improv.
Improv Lab.
In the Lab, yeah, the Improv Lab, and that audience was like,
oh, that audience. And then I was hosting the show, and then Jonathan went up after me and did a bunch of impressions. And his impressions are
amazing.
Thank you.
For the listeners who don't know Jonathan, just look up his impression. I mean, look up everything he does. He's hilarious. But like, his impressions are some of the best I've ever seen ever.
Thank you.
In this business. And we live in a town where there's a lot of fucking talented people. But he got off stage and I just felt like the crowd was like applauding and they were happy. But I don't think they realized like what they had just witnessed. Like your closer.
They don't understand.
Like, it's just, it was so infuriating to me, that crowd.
But that was such a funny, because the lineup was so strong.
So, like, one of the strongest lineups I've ever been on.
I was, like, shocked.
Do you think it's that room? Because I've been on awesome lineups in that little improv lab room, and if it's not completely full, it's almost like the crowd sometimes is, like, they feel like they're watching in a library or something.
Like,
it
feels like a beat poetry. Like, yes. It feels like a coffee shop when it's not full.
For people who don't live in LA.
I should have done my sprung on tope work.
You should have said I'd sprung.
Oh, that would have
crushed there.
For the people who don't live in LA, the improv lab room is basically kind of like the belly room at the Comedy Store, which is like a small, it seats like maybe 50, 60 people.
I love the belly room.
I love the belly room.
Belly room's one of my favorite rooms in comedy.
I actually like the impro, because I'll tell you that stuff that when we were doing the lab, when I did the lab maybe like 6 months ago, or no, that was way too long ago, like a month ago maybe, I was working on some of those impressions. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about that is like there was a decent sized crowd, but like I remember doing, and I have it now, but I didn't have it then. I was doing Louis C.K. Like telling a bedtime story to his kid, and like it bombed so hard, but like I didn't feel bad about it. Like when I, with that impression, like I didn't, it was like just enough. So like in that room, not that I try to bomb, by the way, if you're listening and you own the improv, but it's like, it was like, I felt comfortable to like try out stuff there. And it was awesome. Like the other stuff worked great. There was a couple impressions that didn't. I was sort of going back and forth, but like when that set that I, and I appreciate that, but I think the set that I did on last week was like top to bottom, like the whole way through.
And it was amazing. And people appreciate it. I just don't think they appreciated it enough. It was like one of those crowds where it's like,
but
they were
you
giving
too,
it up, but like not that, really.
No, it was weird because like you went and then
Laura Keitlinger,
and it was, and then me, and then who was after? Brendan Walsh was on the show, right?
Brendan Walsh was on the
it
show.
It was like so many good people, and they were just like golf clapping.
Yeah.
It was. It
it's
was
that
like,
room. I'm telling you, when it's not full, like I did a show recently there with Sam Tripoli, Jim Florentine, Eleanor Kerrigan, like an awesome lineup, and it was very similar. Like, and Sam, you know, Sam Tripoli is so fucking
he's
funny.
Amazing.
Like I can't watch him without laughing, and I mean, even him, they were laughing, but they were just kind of like holding back.
Yeah.
You could tell. It's
it was
weird.
a lot of people like covering their mouths when they laugh.
I call it the Asian laugh, where they just like cover
like,
their mouth and laugh.
It's like, but it was very polite, and I was like, just fucking.
For our Asian listeners, this is how we think of you.
We think of you as really polite and docile, and you don't give it up enough.
It also,
give it up.
Your version was you were like, you were not, you were, that sounded like an Asian woman with a fan. And yours was like an old kung fu master.
Well, you know I love Taekwondo.
Jiu-Jitsu, I was going to say. So that really fits. So by
Jiu-Jitsu
the way, Jonathan Lipnicki, if you're listening. Oh,
no, Johnny is going to, I'm going to hook that shit up.
Wait, so you said you hadn't had sex.
Yeah, why are
And you said you had a joke about it, and I rudely interrupted you.
Well, it's like, I don't know. It's like, unless I really like you at this point, like, I don't want to, I just don't even want to waste the time.
Your
it's
reason
like the
is
amount,
funny.
The amount, like, once you start having sex as a woman, you have to go to the gynecologist regularly.
Nope.
Like, then your pussy I don't know what you're
doing. Planned Parenthood called me last week and were like, where have you been?
Wow, they do. They call, they send out cards for
I swear to God. I was like, when did you start telemarketing? They were like, we see you haven't been here in 2 years. And I was like, fuck.
They send you a follow-up card like the way the
dentist
does.
Yeah, they're like, you need some cavities filled.
Yeah.
They did.
Beat me by 2 seconds. That was great.
Okay, so you're saying you don't fuck because you don't want to have to go through
it's
the medical
so
expenses?
It's just so expensive. It's just so annoying. And it's like getting a bikini wax or shaving.
Laser.
And like dealing with I don't have the money to
it's
laser.
It's cheaper.
No, it's not.
I'm going to set you up with my laser girl.
50% off of $1,000 is
not,
still
it's
a
not,
lot of fucking
it's,
money.
It's not. It's $199 for 6 treatments. You get
okay,
like,
I literally don't have that money. If there is a guy out there who wants to pay
guys,
for
fucking
me to get
donate,
laser,
all right?
Donate.
Donate.
Seriously.
Can we start a Kickstarter for Nicole's pussy?
Yeah, I will. If there is a guy, there's got to be one guy who listens to Kate who's got some spare change he can throw my way. If you pay for me to get lasered, I will send you, update shots of my laser.
Shut up.
I will send you.
You can't
I will
do
send
that.
You pictures of me getting lasered.
You can't do that.
I don't give a fuck.
What if you post them online?
Fuck
you
it. Who cares?
Put your pussy on the internet.
I mean, it's probably somewhere out there.
Good point.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence's is.
Good point.
You think you're better than Jennifer Lawrence? You're not.
Exactly. J-Law.
You're not.
Guys, Nicole would like her vagina laser blasted. You should come with me. I always periscope it when I do it.
Oh, my God. Can they just do our vaginas like right
next
to each
other? Wouldn't
that
be great if they did us side by side?
Can yours each look like half a heart so when you put your pussies together, it's true love?
BFFs. So you've only had sex twice in 2 years?
Yeah, twice in 2 years.
When was the last time?
I think it was like February.
So you're definitely not like, I mean, I get crazy. If I don't have sex for a week, I start to go insane.
Well, eventually, you go past the point of like, I mean, I do care. I do want to have sex, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I also have this problem. If I really, really like a guy, I'm scared to have sex with him because if it's bad, I'm going to stop liking him.
Mm.
That's what I thought too. But you know, this last dude, the first time, actually, this is hilarious. The first time we had sex, it was just okay. And I left and I was like, this is good because it was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get hung up on this guy because the sex is just okay. And then every time we had sex, it's like he got better. Like it was almost like he was reading or something. Like
you know
he
what
was
it
learning.
Was? That's what I was going to say. He was adapting. He was evolving.
Yeah.
Oh, and now it sucks Revolution. Because now he's figured out like everything that I like, and so now it's
we're talking
like,
about him like he's a. Like he's a Terminator. He's
he's
learning my pussy.
Oh no, he's artificial intelligence. He's
it's just him. It's like the Fifth Element when Leeloo's just like reading everything.
That's such a great reference.
He Leeloo'd your pussy.
He did.
Oh. And Lilo is the name of a vibrator.
But see,
is that true?
Lilo's the name of a vibrator.
I don't have that.
And by the way, is that the greatest?
Kate just looked at me with the most hungry eyes ever. She goes. I don't have that.
Hungry thighs.
Wait, John.
But I looked at you and I don't know the words. I can't
deny.
Either.
You're an actor, though. See, I feel like actor sex is the best sex. Because
they can pretend like they like
you. Yeah, well.
Yeah, start using an accent. Yeah.
Kate's like,
but what would it sound like if Vince Vaughn was fucking me? That's the worst.
Kate's like, what's your subtext?
Because whatever the girl
what do
is
you want?
Into,
what's your motive in this scene?
Yeah, what do you want? Give me
is
your.
That, is it weird that I asked that?
No. What are you asking?
No, because whatever like the girl is into, you can kind of like take on that. You know, if the girl's into like, you know, you like breaking into her house and fucking her, like then
is
you
that
can
a scenario that's running through your mind where you're like, you know what I'm having a hankering for?
That you've been asked?
Burglary.
You know what I can't find on this show is someone who will pretend to break in.
That's
who will force his way into me.
You guys, I live right down the street from Kate, so if you want to forcibly break and enter into her apartment, just give me a buzz and I will be there for the rest of a great scenario.
Stop by with a donation.
You don't watch that porn?
Patreon. Have the money available for my lasering. We can just do it right there in her apartment.
And I'll provide the ski mask.
Yes, perfect.
I've never been asked that.
I mean, but like I watch that porn like intruder porn.
Wait. Intruder porn is very much a real thing, but what is some of the weirdest shit you've been asked?
Yeah, what have you been asked for?
I know that you think I'm getting out of this one easy. I don't get asked to do that weird shit.
Girls don't ask you to do accents?
Girls probably ask you to do impressions.
Do girls ever ask you to fuck them as the guy that you played
so
on
that,
Two Broke Girls?
No.
Never?
Oh my God, I would totally be into that.
Nicole,
are you
so
listening
creepy.
To that world? It's never, I swear to God.
It's never happened.
No, it hasn't. Listen, I swear to you, it has never happened.
Why do you think that is?
Is he not a sexy character? You play the character too well.
They don't realize it's me.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Can I tell you something?
So for the audition for his part for Two Broke Girls, I've known Jonathan for a really long time.
The best. We've been friends forever.
Forever. So like way before I ever did stand up. And I knew Jonathan when he was working in a restaurant. And I would like come over. I was really good friends with his roommate who was his cousin.
Yeah.
And I would come over and Jonathan would just be locked in his room working on impressions like all day long. Was obsessed with getting it right. And what was the point of my story? Oh yeah, so when I remember when you were auditioning for Two Broke Girls, you told me about it. He had gone in. They were only looking for Russian guys. They were only looking
like
for 50 Russian actors.
Guys.
Like what he is portraying. And he went in there dressed as the part, was wearing like a wife beater, put a mustard stain on his shirt, like
awesome.
Went in there like full real deal and went in there speaking in the accent. It's not like he went in there
Hi,
I'm Jonathan. Like he went in there like as that character and fucking crushed it.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I mean, it was, but it's one of those things where I felt like it's such a weird thing because I'll now that I've shaved and I've cut my hair, it's like super short.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
No, I'll tell you what happened the other day. I was at the Grove and these really sweet, there were these three girls, I don't know, they probably like between 10 and 15 and their mother, and they were visiting from Beirut. And they, like, I was like this, and I was in a hat. Like, you could never have told it was me. And they, from the back, they were like, hey, can we come up and get a picture with you? And I was like, how the hell?
Because in the Middle East, they're really good at recognizing people. Just
so funny. So I was wearing a burqa that did say two broke girls. That's on me.
That's why.
That's on me.
Did they think you were someone else?
No.
They knew who you were?
They were like, you're Oleg, right? And I was like, and I turned stunned, and I was like, yeah, are you trying to serve me paper? I was like, how did you? I go, yes.
Wait, did you answer them as Oleg?
I went, niet. And then we left. And then they were so nice. They were so nice. And I couldn't believe that they recognized me. Because I think that I don't get recognized. I went to the improv last night, and one of the door guys came up to me, and like he kind of not brushed past me, but he was like going, and then he turned, he went, oh my God. He goes, I didn't even recognize you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, honestly, like I was watching your show. I watched an episode of the show on my flight recently, and I was thinking that. I was like, I would never.
What airline was it that you fly?
I think Delta, maybe.
Wasn't Virgin.
Delta?
Thank you, Delta.
I think so.
But, thank you. By the way, thank you, Delta, because some of the airlines carry us.
But to
us,
me,
and
it's so funny. When I watch you on that show and the way you walk on that show, like, I just know the way you walk so well. Like, when Kate said that you were coming to do the podcast today, I was like, does he know I'm going to be on the show? And she's like, no. I'm like, I know exactly how he's going to greet me, like, in my head. So it's like, if I watch you on the show, it's like, I see your physicality. Like, even though you are Oleg, like, I'm still like, oh, that's
yeah.
You know, I have tried, I'll tell you, because doing the show, my stance was really exaggerated more mm-hmm. than how I move, like, than it would normally be. And I have worked on my posture so much since getting the show because I had such a, it was like a deep bend, and like the small of my back, I'd have to stay like that for a long time. And so even though I was like sort of comfortable in that area before, because I could sort of move in and out of it in life, mm-hmm. when you have to stand like that for to set shots and stuff, it started mm-hmm. to hurt my back.
Yeah.
And so now my posture, I think, is so much better because of the show.
You can imagine how bad your back hurts. Like, could you imagine your stand-in? The dude's got permanent scoliosis now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's, you know, they just, no. We hired someone.
Who already has sway back.
Right.
Yeah.
We're an equal opportunist.
Wait, so what's up with you? Last time I saw you, you were super duper single. You usually are super duper single.
And this, we talked about when I had lunch with the other day, I have been out of town for the past 2-3 months.
I feel like when you're not working, you're always traveling. You're never here.
That is 100% true. I started going out on the road a lot more. Number one, because I got offered a lot of rooms that I couldn't turn down because I loved them so much.
Oh, stand-up, you mean?
Yeah. I did Tempe Improv.
Oh, I thought you were just on vacation.
No. So then I went to, every year, my childhood best friend and I take a trip together around 4th of July, just because he lives in a different city and like we're still super close.
Yeah.
And so we always plan this to be like, let's go somewhere so we can still keep hanging out. Because the people in my life are all the same people, and like the way I do that is by sort of, you know, really taking the time to say, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
And that's what the friendship is so strong. So we went to South America, and so we went to Colombia and we went to Peru just to, like, you know, hike and backpack and stuff. It was super fun. And then I went and did more stand up and I came back, so I just haven't been here the entire summer.
Yeah.
So I think it's weird for me.
Now see, that is a guy who can't get back to you.
No, dude.
That is a guy. He's out of fucking town.
Yeah.
Or out of the country.
In another time zone. In another hemisphere.
So it's like, for me, though.
And he still would. That's the best part. Yeah. Like, if I DM'd you on Instagram, probably within like a week, I would hear back.
No, I would text you that day.
See? Yeah.
But I text you the other day, and then you were like, do you want to do this? But it's like, here's what I would say. In terms of what's important, at the end of the day, and I don't know what happened, but if somebody text me and said, hey, I don't know, Tom Hanks is interested in meeting you. Sorry, I was on set for 6 days. Couldn't get
Not
back
happening.
To you.
Yeah. You're
that,
right.
You like we
you prioritize that.
You do. 100%. And so when I was on the road, I called my parents. My father had a cancer scare when I was out of the country, and he's like totally good now. He's 100% clean, and it's amazing. But I made sure, no matter where I was, I called him like every other day. And so, but just because you do you know what I'm saying? Like, because that's what I mean about priorities. It wasn't to be like, but that's like a huge priority. We didn't know what was going on. So like, you call because you are able to, because it's not, and I wasn't like in the Amazon. And even when we went to the jungles, which we did go to for a few days, we always made it back by the end of the night. You like, we just did.
Right, of course.
And so
otherwise
I would
you'd be dead.
Yeah, and if we didn't, we were taken by Benditos.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, I did a military tour overseas, and we were at times in places with no service. Yeah. But eventually you get back to Wi-Fi or something, and you...
Well, that's the thing. Like, there are very few places, and I can tell you, as somebody who... And I've been to pretty remote areas.
Yeah.
You would be shocked how much Wi-Fi there is in the world right now.
My ex went to Antarctica. He went to Antarctica, and he texted me from like a base there
because
they had Wi-Fi.
They
have it. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's also because of satellites.
Right.
There is so much of it now. And like I would say a few years ago, I went to Japan, and the Wi-Fi or like the service was crap.
Yeah, Laurel Canyon, still a fucking dead zone.
America's Japan.
I would have an easier time understanding if he didn't get back to you. If he was like, you know what, I'm shooting in Laurel Canyon. I'd be like, yep, total dead zone.
Yeah, you're
nobody
right.
Nobody can get.
Or if he said, I have Cricket wireless.
Yeah,
I get it.
There's a guy that I was kicking it with for a minute who was a football player. And
your roster is amazing, by the way. I love that I used roster terminology.
By the way, your roster is like the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, honestly. You're,
well, I'm not sure that's a compliment.
Your vagina's the dance floor.
Nah, but you know, it's not. They're not all like that. I'm just using this guy's
name. I mean, I know what you. I know the roster you've had. I mean, it's amazing.
It's a celebrity charity game.
Honestly.
No, yeah, it's like don't celebrity say that. Squares. It's not true. There's plenty of losers on there.
Yeah, they're the
what
guys,
we're saying is
the
losers also have a chance. Sorry. We're not,
you guys also.
I should have been clear.
Every production needs a set PA. Okay, guys, don't count yourself out.
Listen, I got mad because Red Band said, "Oh, you've turned into a star fucker," and I was like,
"I don't think that about you at all."
Oh no, yeah, because
I'm a star and we've never had sex.
Thank you. Well, this is the thing. It's not that I'm trying to star fuck. It's just that it's like if I have these guys asking, if I have a football player asking me out and I have the guy that works at my 7-Eleven asking me out, I'm not going to lie. I'll probably go out with the football player first just because.
Yeah, any girl who says different is a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I wouldn't give 7-Eleven guy a shot.
Even if 7-Eleven guy played college football,
yeah,
this guy is pro.
Even high school football.
Yeah, it's not Pop Warner. Yeah. He's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not fucking no child football player.
Flag football, like
rec league shit.
Intramural league.
Yeah, come on. Get over yourself, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fucking NFLs.
Yeah, but this NFL football player, one day he texts me during halftime. That's not even allowed. I was like, this motherfucker's texting me during halftime. So
you're
from
like,
now
ooh.
On, I was like, any guy that ever is like, I'm doing my zone to hit, like, fuck you. This guy texts me during halftime. I mean,
hashtag touchdown. You know what I mean?
This is why I only fuck guys who have no jobs because they have all the time
they have
in
no
the world
excuse.
To cater to all of my insecurities. And they will fuck me like it's their job because it is their
it
job.
It is their
it's
only,
the only job that they have.
And by the way, I always think because people with anything in life, and I don't. Fucking yes, but people getting back people yes, but it's time. People are just, I don't have time.
Yeah.
People without jobs.
Rich in time.
All they got is time.
Oh my God. Like a trust fund in time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
What they have. Yeah.
You're
that's
right.
Why that is why I'm usually with poor guys. Because I can manipulate them and keep them from and I also like guys who are newly sober, so I can be their new drug of choice. I'm like, you have an addictive personality.
Yeah,
I will cripple you.
You addicted to this
you just
person.
Hang out. You should just hang outside of like AA meetings and just pick them off.
I hang outside of AA meetings and the unemployment
when
office.
You get laser, by the way, you should get written over your pussy black tar heroin.
Mm-hmm. Or just EDD.
That's not a bad idea. You and I should start going to like addicts meetings just to pick up guys.
Kate's like, can we periscope this?
This is a great
but
idea.
That's from Fight Club. Remember, that's what Helena Bonham Carter does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that they just keep going to meetings and then she.
I thought you're not supposed to talk about this.
Well, not the club itself. I didn't say anything.
But
could have been a club.
Process.
Fight Club sandwich? What if it's the sandwich that's on the menu but they never talk about? Can I order the Fight Club sandwich? They're not going to talk. All right.
Would you?
That's an old reference.
Jonathan.
Guys, you guys know the movie Big, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just throwing out like 80s.
Yeah, you're just every Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
You're like, you guys know Big, right? Never gets old.
Tom Hanks just laughing at his own movies. You know Big, right?
Wait, do Tom Hanks and Fight Club.
Well, guys, welcome to Fight Club, okay? First rule is you do not talk about Fight Club, okay? Second rule is just like the first one. Don't talk about
that. That was amazing.
I got nothing. I got nothing. That's Tom Hanks. That's Tom Hanks. Holding, running out of air. I'm running out of air. That's it.
Just always good.
Oh God.
I love him so much.
I believe you.
I do. He's my idol.
Really?
There's like four guys growing up. Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, Jim Carrey, and John Lithgow.
Oh, I love Jim Carrey. I don't get starstruck. Very often.
Yeah.
But I mean, recently. You've seen the receiving line of men she's been with. Yes, we know you don't.
I don't get starstruck. Because they're inside me.
Kate sees stars and she's like, ahem.
Can I just say, for the record.
The no carpet is rolled out for you.
For the record, my number is still pretty fucking low. It's still under 30.
If you round down?
No, it's really still under 30.
30 stars?
30 people total.
30 people who are on IMDb's top 50. No.
No, I'm
we're talking to you, J-Law.
Your vagina's IMDb rating.
I have only fucked two actors that are actually, like, successful. Three? Okay.
What she's trying to say, by the way, is that she's fucked a lot of actors, but y'all weren't shit.
No, what I'm saying is there was, like, there have been a couple other actors I fucked that I didn't know how successful they were, and then I'd be watching a show and be like, hey, I slept with that guy. Like, I didn't know. But there's only two that are, like, household name type. Yeah. Actors. I don't fuck a lot
of actors. Wouldn't need to be like the musician Moby.
Exactly. I don't have to explain. Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to list their credits.
You wouldn't have to list their occupation before their name.
I would like to say that I think the three of us should take a trip somewhere.
Why not?
We should take like a weekend getaweway. Like, how much fun will we have?
All the fun.
I haven't taken a trip for fun.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I want to go to, you know where I want to go? I want to go to Costa Rica and like zip line and play with monkeys.
Let's do it. So let me tell you, I went to Costa Rica for a bachelor party.
Yeah.
It was one of the most fun times. You know who was there? Bliner was there.
Who?
Aaron Bliner, yeah, a buddy of ours. Really.
Is that a
and
musician?
We actually became, he's Aaron's a comic, right? And he's super fucking funny. And this guy's one of his best friends. So Aaron and I became incredibly close on this weekend.
I remember that weekend.
It was so
I do remember
fun.
That weekend. I remember when you were going on.
So a buddy of ours, Jake White, was like, I'm getting married, which we all knew and super happy for him. And he's like, we're going to go to Costa Rica. So can you take a break? So I literally left set of Two Broke Girls. And then I flew directly to Costa Rica with this guy. And it was so cool because I'd already been great friends with Jake, but Aaron and I became like amazingly close on the trip. And all we did was like, we went whitewater rafting. And Aaron, the reason I bring him up was we went on level 4, level 5 rapids. Mm-hmm. And we were the strongest paddlers because mm-hmm. I'd done it a lot. And yeah. So had he, and I actually flipped out of the raft going the speed of the river,
shit.
And I was under the water, under the raft. I
That's
mean, under
so
the water.
Scary.
I was in the dirt. That doesn't make sense.
I was in the earth. Raft, stuck?
I was under the raft going the speed of the river, and I opened my eyes, and the water was so clear, and I go, you know what? I guess this is how I die.
Oh.
This is embarrassing. This is like embarrassing. You're better than this. You're worth a better
death.
Your death
is way better
yeah.
than
you're
this.
Dying,
yeah.
and you're just like, this is embarrassing.
And
That's
I'm thinking
it.
Of Abba, like,
oh
shit,
my
man.
God.
Ugh, like, Twitter's going to have real fun
gonna,
with
nobody's
this.
Nobody's going to like this on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I pop out, and I like sort of kick out, and Aaron sees me and he grabs me and pulls me back into the boat.
Wow.
That's so scary.
No, it was awesome. It was so fun.
Just the idea of a man being able to do something manly like that.
He just yanked me so hard.
Oh, I bet he
did. Hold on. Take it somewhere else, guys.
Damn.
But
I didn't know it was that kind of trip.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, how did you even get in there? Is there a button fly? So anyway, just keep going. But,
It was a onesie. It was a wetsuit onesie.
He went into the back. It was a union suit like Gonzo had on Muppet Babies. How did you even wrap around to get my kayak? So he, but anyway, and I am forever grateful for him. And I actually hung out with him last night. And he's the coolest guy. So I have a special feeling for Costa Rica because not only did we have a great time, but I met one of my great friends on that trip.
A guy who saved your life.
He did. Yeah. He was, and I love him. He's a great comic. He's a great person.
Dude, it's on my bucket list. I'm so serious. And I have no one to travel with, and I haven't taken a trip in forever. Let's do it.
And it's cheap.
I know. And all I want to do is zip line, surf, raft, play with monkeys.
And it's all there.
Maybe find a dude there who's got an IMDb credit or two.
Nicole, I don't care about that. For the record, if you're hot and you do anything else,
just lie about it. Just say you have the credit.
No!
By the way, with the amount of stuff that people are putting on IMDb, by the way, right now,
I saw guys paid
the other day, and I was like, this, what?
Literally anything. You make like a YouTube show, and you're like, this is a series.
It's 100%.
I know. Yeah. How about this? We got to get out of here in a minute, but I want to hear, have you had any really bad date fails lately? Anything terrible? Any hookups on your trip that went awry?
I told this story. Did I tell you this? So I'm going to a guy's wedding, and somebody asked me, how did I meet this guy? And because he lives in Belfast, I'm going in a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a weird, like, because he doesn't live here and I'm close enough where he's not inviting a lot of people to the wedding. But he was like, I'd be honored if you came.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, yeah, if I'm not working, I'd love to go. And somebody was like, how did you meet him? And I realized I met him on one of the weirdest dates I've ever been on in my life. And so I was at, I got asked to, or a friend was like, hey, I have somebody that I think you should meet. And nobody ever sets me up. Like, I'm just not somebody who people are like, I think you're going to love this person. So it was, for me, I was just like, why not? I'll try it out. Like, it never happens to me. And if this person who I used to be pretty close with, was like, you will like this person, this will be great. So we met up, nothing. There was no sparks on my side of it. It was just kind of like, but I felt like, you know, like she had come all the way there. And I was like, you know, give it a chance. Don't be so judgmental right away. Like, be whatever. So I go, she says, where do you want to go? And I go, wherever you want to go, like, let's just go hang out or whatever. She goes, do you want to go to Soho House? And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. So we go there. We're sort of having like a like indie comedy movie conversation where there is nothing going, there's no dialogue for 10 pages, you know, it's just like awkward shots and there's maybe like some Hans Zimmer music in the background. And so I'm kind of sitting there and this guy comes up to me and he's pissed drunk. And he's like, I really like the show. I'm a fan. I never do this to anybody. Can I buy you a drink? And I was like, and he noticed that I was on a date and he goes, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say, like, I travel a lot and you're the only show that I watch on my iPad. And it's like when I'm on these long flights, I'll literally just watch like whole seasons of the show. So I just want to say thank you for like keeping me awake and stuff. I was like, that's a really nice thing. I'm like, sure. And then he goes, and I'll buy one for your date as well. And then he like sort of joined the date and he was so drunk. And then he, and I was like, I really like this guy. Like, he was so nice, so fun.
How do I pull the switcheroo?
Right. So then when he went to get the drinks, I'm like, I'm really sorry. Like, obviously I didn't plan that. And then she's like, no, that guy seemed like awesome. So then she's like, no, let him
like,
hang
I
out.
Know,
the,
right?
I know, right? Do you think he's into me? And so then he and I wind up hanging out, and like he brings over all of his group of friends. And so like he starts sitting and talking with me, and then she's like near me, but she starts talking to his friends.
Yeah.
And so it turned into like the greatest night, because then like 3 months later, he invited me to his place in Belfast for Christmas, and I went up. My buddy and I stayed with him and his brother in Belfast, and we like hung out on Christmas.
No way!
It was crazy, and so, but it was like the weirdest thing because the night was like, oh man, this is not going well, or not that it's not going well, but you think like there is literally, she's a terribly sweet human being. When I run into her now, I'm like, good to see you again. Like, how's everything?
Yeah, like,
we're
she's
very
cool.
Friendly. She is very cool. She's a super cool girl, but nothing was going on, and it turned out to be like, and this guy is now. I could say like one of the, like a very, very close friend.
That's hilarious. And
I'm going to his wedding in a month or like in 3
Aww.
Weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yay. So it's a date fail that turned into a friendship.
It was a date fail, but it was a friendship success.
That's so
success.
Dope.
I like that.
I love that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sort of stuff does not happen to me.
Well, then you don't hang out at Soho House.
Soho House
where you can ditch your date for a wedding.
I don't go on dates.
You don't go on any dates.
I don't go on dates. Yeah. I mean, pretty much, I mean, there's a guy I slept with like last year who I still sexed with. That's pretty much... it. He has an epic wiener.
Where's he at?
New York.
That's why.
Let me just say that the way you
if
both
he lived
sighed
here,
there
I know.
Was like, we lost a lot of good men.
Yeah, totally. It was a battle. It was a lot of carnage.
Well, I didn't
when
introduce
he stormed
you guys.
This bitch.
Do you know we did the whole podcast and I realized halfway through that I never said who was on, but it'll be in the title.
Yeah, it'll be in the title.
Kevin Hart. And Paula Poundstone. But you're Kevin Hart.
Right.
But I'm Kevin Hart, yes.
I'm wearing a necktie and a huge suit. I'm Paula Poundstone. Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
Guys, this has been Date Fails. I had Jonathan Kite and Nicole Amy Schreiber, who will be in all my posts about this and the title. I'm so sorry I didn't say you guys
it's
are.
It's okay. It's okay.
I think it's
you
great,
guys
though.
Will figure it out.
I
you guys seem. I feel like your listeners are... probably
pretty smart.
Like above average intelligence.
And I've done this before, and you have too, right?
I've done this before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We all know what's up. Where are you guys going to be at this weekend? Or what do you got coming up?
This weekend I'm at, I have a show in Atwater, and then Sunday night I think I have a show at the Improv.
But follow you. They can follow
just
you.
Just follow me on social media, at Nicole Amy, NicoleAimee.
Yeah. What about you?
When this show airs... I will have been at Comedy Store the previous night, because I'm at Comedy Store tonight and the Laugh Factory tonight. And this weekend is my birthday, so I'm not doing anything.
Except for karaoke.
All of my,
is there a party?
Well, there is now.
Okay.
No. I'm having.
We always karaoke.
No, I know. So what's happening is a bunch of people. My buddy Freddie. Who do you know, Freddie? Mm-hmm. You know Freddie, right? A bunch of people are flying out tonight and tomorrow. And so it's a 4-day weekend, it's Labor Day.
Shit.
So it's like, we're literally just going to be
Partying.
And I think, and I have no air conditioning, and so I think I'm going to get a hotel.
We should definitely karaoke.
We're going to K-Town karaoke.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
So tweet your happy birthdays to at Jonathan Kite.
Private room. Okay, cool.
At Jonathan Kite.
At Jonathan Kite.
K-I-T-E, you fucking Charlottesville people.
Yeah. Don't you go
kite
there.
Kite like fly.
Don't
kite.
You go there.
Don't
is the name of my podcast?
Don't you go there.
My podcast is Jiu-Jitsu.
And Nicole and I are starting another podcast all about pooping, which I can't wait for you guys to hear.
Yeah, you guys, it's going to be a real
gonna be our
shit
first
show.
Guest.
Yeah. Do you have poop stories?
Do you have any? Have you ever shit your pants?
I
don't tell the story now.
You don't even need to shit your pants. It's any fabulous poop related
thing. Oh, so I have one quick thing just a sneak peek that I'm like auditioning for you guys to be on the show.
Okay.
So I have OCD and I don't like to poop in public bathrooms ever. I can't do it. And like I remember one day I was with a buddy and my dad and we were in an somewhere and they were like, if you have to go, just go. And I go, and I literally became like a Larry David thing where I was like, I don't want to get an ass disease. I have ass things. And then and they're like looking at me like, are you crazy? And I go, no, you're crazy for not believing in ass disease.
Ass disease.
I just there's
it's
so much shit.
Real. Ringworm.
But just like
jumpers,
I'm like grossed out right
jump.
Now.
I get it.
Oh,
sure,
so
I know. Yeah.
So what happened was, but the one place that I will shit that nobody will shit is an airplane.
Yeah, for sure.
But people who are like who shit everywhere, they'll shit in church, they'll shit, and they'll shit in a pool. They're like
shits in the pool.
Babies who don't know any better.
Babies?
How dare you damn them?
I've never shit in a pool, and I've shit in a lot of places.
I mean, Kate, you're young. Give it time.
Yeah, give it time.
Fair.
Yeah. When old people
wait
shit in the pool.
Wait till you're doing water aerobics when you're really fucking old. Then you're like doing the Barboza method. In water.
Wait till you're doing
like, and one and two.
Wait till you're doing crack.
And one and two.
In
and two
Costa
and two
Rica,
and two.
I'll be shitting everywhere. Just so you're horny.
Where's
God.
Kate? You're just like over. You and a monkey are just kind of squatting over.
Kate's just like shitting over.
I'm gonna throw my shit at the monkeys.
But I'll do it on airplanes.
Throw it right back at you too. Yeah.
All the time. I'll do it on airplanes all the time because I go. You're trapped, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit in a seat and get just like be that uncomfortable. I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. And
I love farting on a plane, personally.
I would rather you go shit than sit next to me and fart. That pisses me off.
Oh, I will light it up.
No,
usually, but it's
why?
Not, you know,
it's rude.
I can't help it. It's pressure. Rude. My body is experiencing pressure.
Do you know that whenever I fly, my boobs hurt because I have implants and the implants... Like, I think on planes, the implants kind of blow up a little bit.
So if you see Kate on a plane, her tits are not that big.
My tits are smaller than
guys, that. Guys, that's what today's leading up to.
That's insane. I did not even think about
it's
that.
It's true. I get off the plane and I'm like, why are they
she's
so
like,
sore?
I'm a double D. She's like, I'm an F cup.
One is blowing up bigger and it looks like the clumps. It looks like the Nutty Professor when his lip just goes and you're like.
It's true. And if the plane crashes, I don't need to use the flotation.
In case of emergency, grab Kate's titty.
Someone's like, is he motorboating her? I'm like, I'm doing it for us.
Guys, I think that's enough. This has been Date Fails. You guys have been amazing. I love you.
Love you.
Guys, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/KateQFunny, and please donate money to Nicole to get her
guys,
yes.
laser this bush.
Let's handle
laser
it.
This
yes.
bush.
Laser this bush. This has been Date Fails. We out. Bye.
Peace.